As co-editor of The Slash, the Harris Elementary Middle School paper, Adam Canfield is used to getting the story. What he's not used to is being the story, which is just what happens after he's mugged by some high school students for his snow shoveling money.
Adam put up his hands. "Okay," he said. "If we're going to list the 10 worst bullies, we have to give them a chance to give their side, right? That's the fairness rule. So you're going to have to ask them how it feels being a top 10 bully. And they're going to pound you out. Remember, they're bullies. We're not talking billies. Bullies!" Jennifer would not back down. "Kids might actually be happy making the list," she said. "Like they're the most feared or toughest. It won't be that bad." Ulysses S. Jennifer was not going to surround him again. He had to make them feel fear. Quick. "All right," he said. "Just one favor. Before we announce the poll in The Slash, we need to find out which of you will volunteer to talk to the top 10 bullies. I need a list of people willing to interview the bullies and get the bully side of the story. People who don't mind going face-to-face with the most vicious kids at school. It'd probably be good if you know karate, or if your parents are paramedics for an ambulance service or are licensed to use a defibrillator. Let's see hands. I need names." He scanned the room. They finally got it. He could see those brains focusing. They were envisioning themselves getting the crap beat out of them. Not a hand went up. Kids were staring at their feet. Kids who'd been walking around with untied shoelaces since kindergarten were suddenly bending down to tie them. Then, a measly third-grade hand shot up. Phoebe! Adam closed his eyes. This couldn't be happening. Phoebe!
"I'll do it," she squeaked. "This is a big story, all right. I wouldn't be surprised if it wins the Pulitzer Prize Gold Medal for Public Service. Jennifer is right. It's not just a list of worst bullies for kids to laugh at. It should be required reading for grown-ups, too. Especially teacher grown-ups. They forget about us being bullied every single day of our life. Since I was in Miss Hickey's first grade, kids mocked me for being smart. How do you get the answer so fast, smart girl? And I didn't know what to say because my mommy, she was always so proud of my smartness. I was her little smarty pants. The way these kids said it, being the smart girl didn't sound good. They wanted me to give them answers, and when I finally said no, they got mean. They'd whisper on the way to Miss Hickey's desk or the pencil sharpener, 'Dweeby Phoebe, Pheeb the Pheeb. Where was Miss Hickey? How could that lady not hear for a whole year?' Once I stayed after to talk to her, 'You're too sensitive, Phoebe. It's not my fault. I didn't ask to be this smart so soon. And I hate them for being mean to a person who can't help it if she has a high reading comprehension.'"
Jennifer was hurrying toward Phoebe. Everyone knew what could happen if the third grader got on one of her nervous talking streaks, like that night at the boathouse before the big exposé last semester. Jennifer had to get to her quick, put her arm around her, rub her back, calm Phoebe down before...
"We have to do this," Phoebe went on. "We must say no to bullies. No bullies. We all know that one of our Slash co-editors, I'm not supposed to say his name, was viciously beaten by the worst bullies."
There was a gasp. Everyone looked at Adam. Jennifer was rubbing Phoebe's back, but it was too little too late. "Phoebe," Jennifer moaned.
"I know," said Phoebe. "I didn't mean to. It slipped out."
Adam Canfield, Watch Your Back, the sequel to Adam Canfield of The Slash, is another scoop-worthy 8-hour story delightfully narrated by Patrick G. Lawler, available from Brilliance Audio on 6 compact discs or 1 MP3 CD.